Father, in Jesus' name, we give you all the thanks and praise. And Lord, that rescue story, it continues moment by moment. And Lord, there may have been times that might have been more maybe monumental to us. And yes, we needed them. But Lord, let us realize, you're our salvation moment by moment by moment by moment. And it's new every day. And Lord, your perfection this morning, you've brought us to a place of when our foot begins to slip. Now, how perfect is our God? Lord, I just delight in your mind. I delight in the one spirit. I delight in the one voice. And I delight in the one praise. It's all you. It's all you. Thank you that your grace has caused us to see and enter into the pleasure of it. Yes, it gives us pleasure, but it's to the good pleasure of your will. Lord, this is what you saw for us in ages past in your Son. And how we've been made one in him. In him. It's all in him. And we give him all the praise. And we give him all the glory. And soon it's going to be face to face. And I thank you to have a body like unto your own. To love you. To love you. And what will it be to be there? And until then, we encourage ourselves in these things. And we say, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn on over to Psalm 73. We'll be headed over to Psalm 94. And if the Lord see fit, we'll even move on over to Luke 22. But in Psalm 73:2, the psalmist writes, "But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped." Then you move on over to Psalm 94, verse 18. "So, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. But when I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up." Now, I don't care who you are here today. You know this moment. You might even be in this moment. But we all know it very well. The moment that our foot begins to slip. When life just becomes too much. We call it overwhelmed, overmatched. But thanks be to God. Mercy comes a-running. Amen. Mercy comes a-running. Mercy always meets us. Praise his name. And I sing his praises this morning. You know, this is the God who's assured us, brothers and sisters. He knows the way you take. So he knows your steps. Matter of fact, he goes on to say that he's even ordered those steps. And I thank God that since he knows them and he's ordered them, he's always ready. And matter of fact, since he is God, he is prepared for the moment when I begin to slip. Amen. Oh, amen. Now, maybe the greatest assurance of this is over in Luke chapter 22. And I love the assurance of this love and what he said to Peter and what he was preparing Peter for. The love that never would let him go. And here we go, Luke 22:31. "And the Lord Jesus said, Simon, Simon," that's Peter he's talking to, "behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." He's getting ready to deny him three times. Peter's going to deny the Lord three times. And the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Now, you know this story. Peter, in just a moment, is going to deny Jesus three times as Jesus goes to the cross. He's not just going to deny him, he's going to curse him. He's going to deny in such a vehement way, even to the point where he'll say, I never knew him. Now, the Lord spoke these words to Peter, didn't he? How could anyone ever think that they could lose their salvation? I mean, think of this. The Lord is telling Peter this. You know what? He didn't tell him specifically, but I know exactly what's going to happen. I know those steps, Peter, and I'm going to work them together for your good. Wow. Wow. That guy really believes in grace that much, you best know I do. The grace of God, it's for me. It's for you. And boy, I'll tell you, it's especially for you when your foot begins to slip. Now, this is so marvelous. So marvelous. How could you ever think that you could lose your salvation? Lord's telling him, Peter, I know what you're going to do. But I prayed for you that your faith fail not. I want you to really get this. Peter's going to go out here and deny the Lord three times and say he doesn't know him, reject him. His profession of faith is, I don't have any. I do not know the man. And the Lord is telling him, before you do that, son, I love you. I'm readying you. You're going to fail, but I'm assuring you I love you and I'm never going to leave you. I will never leave you. I can't deny myself. I am the seed that remains in you, son. I stick closer than a brother. The psalmist, he knew. He said, whether I make my bed in hell, and let me tell you something, Peter was making his bed in hell. It's a hell when you go against the will of God. It's a hell when you get to the point, is that Peter, and said, I don't know him. I can't bear this. I'm overwhelmed. I'm fearful. But the Lord came to him even before he ever stepped into that moment. I've prayed for you, honey, and your faith ain't failing. Oh, my. Now the legalist will get out here and say, well, let me tell you something. He denied him three times and his faith failed. Well, I'll tell you, dummy, it didn't. Because you don't know the word of God. It was never Peter's faith to begin with. It was never Peter's faith. It was always the faith of the life of Christ in Peter. See, when Peter said, thou art the Christ, when Peter accepted Christ as his Savior, Peter died. Peter died. And the life I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And let me tell you something, honey, my life in you, I've prayed for it, that thy faith fail not. Now, I'll tell you what. Christ has prayed for us, brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, he has. And our faith, the faith that he has given us, it ain't failing. Hear him. You heard him play that. Listen, listen, listen to the Spirit. Quit hearing the lies of the enemy. He's just a liar. You know what a lie is? It's something that ain't true. A lie is something that didn't even happen. It didn't happen. And your faith, by the grace of God, he's prayed for you that your faith fail not. And that's for every child of God, isn't it? Every child of God. He is not a respecter of person. And all that needs to happen is you need to listen and hear it. To be quickened. Give this ear to hear. Listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Listen to what the Spirit says to you. He's prayed for you. That thy faith fail not. Now, the psalmist knew it, didn't he? And what he knew, it's mercy. That beautiful mercy. The man after God's very own heart. He knew that it wasn't in his repentance. He knew it wasn't getting back to doing good. Even Paul said, the good that I would, I do not. But the evil that I would not, that I do. See, Paul, before he really grew up in the Lord, he was trying to work it. And yet it had already been given. It was just like Jacob. He was wrestling for something that God had already given and given him so much more. But yet God, even in Jacob's unbelief, God still touched him. And I was thinking about how he hollowed out that thigh and it never healed. He always kept it as a wound. A wound. I thought about that with Brother Vern. He always kept it as a wound. And oh, what a treasure. And the beautiful thing is, Vern didn't have to wait till today if you asked him, was it worth it? He told you all along the way. This is my crown and my rejoicing. The infirmity that's been given, the power of Christ rests upon me. Now, he knew that it was one thing that saved him, whether it was Vern, whether it was David, whether it was anybody that's after the heart of God, it's mercy. And brothers and sisters, especially us, if you truly, truly believe that you have a heart for that ruling and reigning, you know this. It's mercy. That path is strewn with mercy all the way along. Now, David rejoiced in this, didn't he? Oh my. He saw the beauty of it. He was a vessel of mercy. Thanks be to God through Brother Paul. He said he bestows the riches of his glory on his vessels of mercy. And yet you see Christian men, for the most part, all they're doing is striving to be better in themselves. And I just say, oh my. The enemy will get you off so fast. Get you to look at you as opposed to see it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Feed that life. Feed that life. That's all the changing. That's the real. That's the real. Amen, it is. His rejoicing, praise God, was always forever faithful is my God who loves me, full of mercy. And you know why? Because God promised. See, David settled into the promise of God. You know that? Why don't we settle into the promises of God? You know, his word is yea and amen. You believe God, don't you? I know you do. I do too. But why do we sometimes have such a hard time of just settling into the promises of God? He said it and it's so. I love those encouragements in the word of God. I love ones that, you know what, they weren't these great religious figures. Matter of fact, one of them was a great captain in the army. And he went over to the Lord. He says, I got a servant. I need you to heal him. The Lord says, okay, well, let's go. Oh, you're a busy man, Jesus. You just go ahead and speak it and it'll be so. And I love the Lord. I'm sure he hugged him. Just, oh my, all he wanted to do was just kiss that man like you couldn't even believe. Such great faith in all of Jerusalem. I have not seen. And how simple was it? He just believed. He heard it. He may have only heard it a couple times. How many times have we heard it? Time to believe. The promises of God. That's why David was always, you couldn't sink him. He believed God. Oh, but you're a bloody man. Oh, I believe God. Right. Oh, you fornicator, adulterer, and you're a murderer. You murdered that man. Well, but I believe God. It got to the point. And has it got to the point with you? Do you really get this? You ain't a good guy. You ain't a good girl. But thank the Lord. I love the truth. I just love the truth. I love the truth. And the truth sustains me. And the truth changes me. If there is any good in this man, it's the truth. It ain't the man. There are times each and every one of us set out, well, we're going to do good. Well, that, where did that get you? It was a wreck. It was a mess. You disappointed yourself. And good. Because your self-righteous will get you nowhere but a hole. But that love of mercy and grace and the thankfulness. And the thankfulness to God that I could preach you the word of God. I'm not worthy to preach the word of God, but he's made me worthy. And I can preach it with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Because of the love of mercy in my life. I might say things that don't even make sense grammatically. But the Spirit will make it real. And he quickens it in your life. And I see him changing lives from glory to glory into the very image of him, because it's the word of his grace. It builds us up. It gives us that inheritance. It's assured because it is the promises of God. And it's yea and amen. It means it's done. And when are we going to get to the time? You know what? My Father has said it, so it's so. Knock it off. And it ain't flesh and blood. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. It's that enemy that wants to chirp at us. God promised David. And David believed it. He said, you're my choice. The runt of the litter. His daddy forgot him. Don't you got any more sons? Samuel said to him. Well, oh yeah. But really? He's just a kid. He's tending sheep. That's my choice. Oh, get him. Get him quickly. I'm just aching to anoint him. Do you know how he's just ache? He aches to anoint you. Every one of you, honey, did. I hear him. And you hear him too. The anointing is pouring forth. I even got a beard that it drips off of now. Oh man, I love him. And I love how he loves you. Thrills me. I see him on you. More importantly, I see him in you. He believed his promise. He believed that, you know, the Lord told me, my seed is going to reign forever. And I see us, we shake our heads and say, oh yes, that was great, that's exciting. But I'm going to tell you, how about you? How about your promise? How about your exceeding eternal weight of glory promise? How about when the word of God says, but wait a second, honey. I wrote of these in Hebrews chapter 11. And we rejoice in that faith, don't we, sister? Oh, yeah, by faith. It's amazing what faith. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But even how amazing this life was. And the promises to David. It says, for us, we have a better thing. And you know what a thing is? It's a promise with God. It's just what it is. So we can shake our heads and we can believe David for his promise, but what about ours? What about the promise that he showed us through this sweet brother Peter? Peter, things going to get awful dark, son. You're going to want to just, I'll tell you what, you're about going to want to hang yourself, honey. I know it. You want to end it. You're looking at yourself, I was such a failure. I mean, I'm a disciple. Look at me. I've rejected him. Look at me. I've went to living waters all these years. I've heard this wondrous truth. I've praised him with all that was in me. And then I got to a point that I may even have told people, I reject him. But he told him. He said, I prayed for you. Are you still praying for people that might be against us? I mean, really. There's some great hatred still in the family of God. He said, I've prayed for you that your faith fail not. Bill, all you got to do is hear him, huh? Treasure I could never express, my brother. Are you rich with him? Huh? But I want to be wealthier. I guess I'm just greedy in the grace of God. It's not about walking through these doors. You understand that, right? It's not about a building. It's about truth and love. It's about the fullness of that fellowship. And God, help us to never, ever stop praying for it. And the gains that God brings through it. But see, brothers and sisters, we have an exceeding and greater promise. He promised us, he said, you know what? That good work which I've begun, I'll perform it. We have the promise that he's told us in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. All things work together for good to them that love God. All things work together for good to them that love God. And here you go, to them that are the called according to his purpose. And I'm here to tell you, honey, is you're purposed. You're purposed just as much, but even for a better thing. Just as much, but even for a better thing than David, than Abraham, than Jacob, Esther, Ruth. Hear him. That's his promise to you. I mean, we rejoice in this, don't we? Can you begin to rejoice in Christ in you, the hope of glory? I mean, the author and finishing of what is going to complete Christ? Come on! How could we sit still? I mean, he's promised it. And all that's required is, I believe that. And I'll tell you what, when you believe that, it'll work in you. And that faith that he's given you, it'll change you. And yes, it will. Because when you believe it, you'll want to hear it. When you'll believe it, it'll become something you thirst after and you pant after. And you've got to continue to hear. Because if you really believe the promise of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, you get insatiable for it. If by any means I want to get into the house of the Lord that preaches the whole counsel of God, I want to be amongst them because of that love, because I believe it works a love in me. See, there's an evidence and a proof. And by the grace of God, as Sister sang, Lord, it might be a dry time. It might be a desert. But I know you're always there to rescue me. You have prayed for me that my faith fail not. The word of God never returns void unto him. I ain't going to be void unto him. I'm his inheritance. I'm valuable. And by the grace of God, I believe what he has poured into this life. And I trust him. He's faithful and true. He said he'll perform it. It's not going to be based upon your opinion. It's going to be based upon what he said and what he has assured me in his word. I'm fragile enough to listen to God. I'm weak enough that the only place I can turn to and have confidence in is the word, Jesus. Now, he's spoken it to us, hasn't he? By the Spirit. Because the Spirit, he can't do anything else but take of the things of Christ and show them unto us. That's what he's doing today. He keeps showing it to you. And sure, we're going to come to times because it's appointed. Our foot's going to slip. And sure, our path is going to have many treacherous times and events. But it's his mercy. 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 It's marvelous. I'm forever buoyant in the Lord. I'm forever buoyant in the Lord. I sink in Jesse. But I'm forever buoyant in the Lord. And mercy holds my foot. Matter of fact, it turns it into a hind's feet. Now, yeah, it's the same call. Wouldn't you like to call out the call of victory all the time? What is it? I need mercy. That's what David told us, didn't he? It's so marvelous. When I said my foot slips, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. It's wonderful. He's teaching us this. Call out moment by moment. Lord, just keep giving me exactly the opposite of what I deserve. Instead of hammering my head, I need you to love me, and I know you do. Instead of throwing myself in this guilt and shame, I'm calling out on your mercy. Lord, let me see you, how you're looking at me. Let me hear and let me see your lips. I love you, honey. I love you, honey. I love you. I adore you. Quit letting me think about me and know my poor state. And start really understanding whose arms I'm in. And have never let me go. Now, Lord, I thank him today. As I come here today, and I've been really rejoicing this week. He's given me the faith for Paul's gospel. He's given me the faith for a bridal truth. It's your testimony too. Oh, yes, it is. It's ours in Christ. And I thank God he's given me the encouragement. I don't work for it. And I don't strive for it. But by faith, I believe. I just believe. And I said this earlier, and I'm really going to say it again. I'm not a good guy. But I can tell you this by the grace of God. I love the truth. Oh, I love the truth. Oh, I love the truth. And he's promised. And he's promised me. And he's promised you. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. I'm serious. By the grace of God, I'm going to stand in that throne with him. I mean, I am. I'm going to stand in that throne with him. And I'm going to look out with him by the grace of God. And I'm going to praise him and thank him and worship him forever and ever and ever and ever. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And and I don't worry about it, and I don't fret about it, and I don't wonder about it, and I don't doubt about it. I've just simply fallen in love with His mercy. And I'll tell you what, I know He'll perform the masterpiece of that work in me. I believe Him for it. Amen. Oh, I thank the Lord. We stand on the promises of God. Is that not? We even sing it. Amen. We'll start standing on the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's given me a crown. Praise God. I'm not hiding it. I'm not ashamed of it. I know what's given it to me. It was mercy. I know what holds it in my hand. I lift up my hands and I praise Him for His mercy and His grace. He strengthens my hand to hold it because I love His grace. Now, if your foot is slipping here today, come on, tell me. He's got me. Amen. He's got me. And I'm here. You're here. And I'm thankful. Smile. Smile. And thank Him. Really thank Him. And I thank God. Yeah, tears are running down our face. But I'll tell you what. I know if a tear ain't running on your face, it's running on your heart. I believe it. And be glad. Hear Him say it to you. I've prayed for thee. I love you, that thy faith fail not. Amen, brother. That's your testimony. Amen, mom. Amen. I've prayed for you. I've prayed for you. Thy faith fail not.
I am that I am. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. You have a better thing. You have power. Know, reckon, yield to my spirit.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Now we thank you, Lord. God, thank you that, you know what? You've prayed for Brother James. And I thank God his faith has failed not. Lord, let us all rejoice in Christ and one another. God, thank you for these precious vessels. They're your joy and glory and rejoicing. Amen. And we thank you, God. And I thank you, God. And I'm going to believe in you, in your sincerity and your working. That praise be to God, these are your sons. These are your sons. And you're their father. And I know that you're the father that knows how to give good things and profitable things. And it is your hand that chastens each and every one of us. And I know that you're for us, for each and every one of us, just the same. And to that, I thank God that we can commit our lives and we can commit one another. And we can thank the Lord that we come into a place that you, by your grace, is given to preach the beauty of the bridal message. And you've ordered and you've given the vessels, and they're perfect for what you desire, because your word is here. God, help us to move in faith, God, help us to go on believing. And God, help us to go on with our love, increasing more and more for one another. In Jesus' name, we give you all the glory and praise. Amen.